that sign says applesauce.
No. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Live on tape from Hollywood, the Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, John Stamos, Ellen Reddy, and the National Spelling Bee Champion, and me, Hey Now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because he's already been paid, so we might as well use him, Larry Sanders!
Thank you. Thanks for coming this evening, and you're so much better than last night's crowd. Thank you. Thank you so much. Of course, as we get closer to the election, Dan Quayle continues to make a fool of himself. While George Bush continues to claim that family values will be the big issue in the election, Dan Quayle has gotten confused and just thinks there should be more True Value hardware stores. Dan Quayle, who can't spell potato, but I found out you have to blame the White House staff for that because they're still giving him a picture menu and just letting him point at it the food he wants. Never have enough Dan Quayle jokes. Rapper Ice-T, of course, pulled his controversial song Cop Killer off his album. He has a new song coming out, however, called Die Crossing Guard Die. And I'm sure that's going to stir up the same kind of controversy. All the rappers are named Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice. They all have ice in them. Ice-T, if I was a rapper, I already have my name picked out. It would be, hey, put ice on that. I know I would hurt myself. And my big controversial song would be, hey, Mom, get off my back. Hank, if you were a rapper, what would you think your rap name would be?
Hank the Rapper.
And on that note, stay tuned. We have a wonderful show. We have John Stamos, Helen Reddy, and this year's National Spelling Bee champ, and it isn't Dan Quayle. Okay, we're back. We just have a few seconds to wrap up the show. Great show it was. I want to thank Helen Reddy and, of course, John Stamos and Spelling Bee champ Hai Phong.
The children are the future of this nation.
I second that. I will not be here next week. I have a much-needed vacation coming up, but guest hosting will be my good friend Dana Carvey, and Hankus will be his first time hosting the show.
Right.
So I assume, of course, that you will...
It will be a pleasure to help him and to serve him.
Excellent.
What the fuck does Dana Carvey know about doing this?
Hey.
About doing this show.
This show?
He does funny voices. That's what he does. I'm going to give you a pump up.
You're funny, Hank.
What is that? I mean, what does he know about connecting with people?
Hank, I hear you. I'll just give him a get a chance. Get ready.
Dana Carvey does skits. That's what he does. Come on. I outgrew that horse shit in high school. Artie... Every time Larry goes on vacation, you say you're going to consider me the guest host.
I'll consider you. Terrific show. You can't wait till that vacation, huh?
Great show, boss. Artie, Sheldon is here. The network is here. Come on, let me show you what I can do out there. Give me my shot.
When?
Right now.
Let's go.
Great show, Who?
Hey, great show.
That's good.
Do you watch any of it?
Not really. I know he hops on.
So listen, here's the plan. Five nights next week, you host.
Five nights next week, I host.
And then we go to the lake.
Then we go to the lake.
What are you doing?
I'm just warming up. I'm doing your show. I got to do you.
Good thinking. Oh, by the way, Perot dropped out. Sorry.
There goes that really hurts. That really hurts, Larry.
When we go to the lake,
yes.
Do not bring the trades.
What?
I'm tired of you looking at the numbers for your
movie. Can't believe what it's doing in Malaysia. It's through the roof. It's so much money.
So huge. Rub it in.
And you're going to bring your own sleeping bag, right?
Why?
The one sleeping bag thing is not...
Oh, this is the first time I've heard a complaint. Last summer it was, the sounds of the woods. You want a Coke?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Well, that's very interesting, Marty, but can you do this with your card?
How much longer are we to endure this? Listen, I know Hank's a little unorthodox shell, but you have to admire his determination.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Our, my next friend is a good guest, and, I'm gonna take that over, okay?
Just take your time.
Okay. My next guest is a good friend and a great talent. Come on, put your hands together and give a big welcome for Phil the Writer. Everybody moves down one.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Marty.
So, Phil, what have you been up to lately?
Well, Hank, I saw some friends over the weekend down in Riverside.
Uh-huh.
And
hey, beautiful country out there.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think that we have a good idea.
Shell, please. Let go easy on him. I mean, he has a fragile ego. Don't mention the name Rupert Pupkin.
So? What do you think? First one was it was off, I know it. I was nervous, you know, but I felt good about that second one. I felt centered, and I felt like I could go another way, the whole thing, if you want to. I feel good. So, who's it going to be? Is it going to be me, or is it going to be Dana Carvey?
Swing!
Marty! That's good. That was really good.
Dana, so delighted to have you hosting tonight. Let me give you the tour.
All righty.
This is Darlene.
Hello.
You remember Paula?
Oh,
in charge
yes.
of bookings and pre-interviews.
Yeah, I remember Paula well. She's the one who always reminds me I can't say cocksucker when I'm a guest.
Well, now you're the host, so feel free.
Cocksucker.
Don't listen to her. She's a kook.
She's cuckoo crazy. Oh, thank you.
This is Larry's office. It's yours now. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, I couldn't use Larry's office.
Oh, sir, you're a big shot now. Sit down.
Well, you are right. Yeah, big shot. I like that. Okay.
And Larry left for you.
Oh, that was nice of Larry. And the winner is Estelle Getty for the Golden Girls. Have a good show. Love, Larry. Nice.
Dana. This is Barbara Kirsch from the network.
Hi, Barbara.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Listen, we have one small request.
Mm-hmm.
If you must mention your other show.
Saturday Night Live?
Please don't mention the specific network.
NBC.
NBC can eat shit and die. A little promotion on our show won't help that sinking ship.
Charming as always, Arthur.
Let me see you out, my lady. Don't touch anything in the fridge and...
Mm-mm.
Open or closed?
Open.
Happy you're aboard, sir.
Yes.
Man, he's got a lot of awards.
Special citation from the U.S. Marine Corps for entertaining the troops during the Gulf War.
Wow, you guys went all the way over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, we sent a videotape, but nonetheless.
Oh. Hey. Good work, Hank.
Well, thank
you. Videotape. Good stuff.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's good to see you.
Really?
Look, I know you haven't done this kind of thing before.
Not exactly.
Yeah, so you might be a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I'd drop by and just give you some tips.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Because I have been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah.
And before that, I was a cruise director.
Mm-hmm.
So all told, that gives me 12 years experience getting people to interact.
Yeah, that's good. In 12 years.
The key is, listening.
Yeah, you mean when the guest is trying to... Don't.
Listening.
Yeah.
Does that help you at all? Or should I just go fuck myself?
No, that's a great help. That's good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. You're going to do great out there. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Listening.
That's right.
Is the key.
That's very good. Now, one last thing, okay? And golly, this is crucial.
Mm.
Now, if at any time you're talking to a guest and
right.
you don't know what to say next, you just give me a glance. I'm going to jump right in
there
because that's
great.
How I carry half the show.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's got to be a little glance so the camera won't notice
no.
it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's how it goes, all right?
Okay.
You get in trouble, all right?
Yeah.
Watch this. Now, ready? You see that? Good. No, once more. Okay. You get in trouble. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you try it. No, yeah. I've got to see if I can pick it up.
Me try it? Okay, yeah. So I'm talking and I'm in a hole. I don't know
right.
what to say.
Okay.
And then...
No, what are you doing? I can't see it. It's to the left. It's to the band.
I know. I'm in trouble.
I got you. Yeah.
All right. Hey. Yeah.
Oh, I'm really.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to this.
This yeah,
you really
fun.
Fooled me.
I went a little crazy.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm really.
Yeah.
You're gonna do great. That, you need anything?
No. I got it all in the fridge.
All right.
Great.
See you on the ice.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
That snotty little shit. He's not going to even do the glance. I'll bet he's like that twit Leno. Doesn't think he needs a sidekick.
Gotta go.
Hey, one thing. Doesn't give me the glance, I'm going to leave him standing there with his tallywhacker right in his hand. How am I?
So flabby. Look at this little man here. You better not undo your belt. You might cause a flabberlange. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is fun. Thank you, Larry. This is a good... I did guest host. I don't know if you ever saw it, but there were... Sorry, I had a little Satan twister. Sorry. Well, so many sluts and whores, oh my. Sluts and whores, oh my. Well, we're rather scantily clad, aren't we? We can't wait to get on Melrose and just wag our little bulbous bottom. This woman is looking at me like, you shut up, that's not true. Anyway, I probably should wind this up. We've got Hervé Villechaize here, who's I'm really excited to talk to him. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's really amazing. It's like he's born to do it.
Well, you know, come on, anyone can do a monologue. Byron Allen does a monologue. Let's see how he does with the interview. My main concern, really, is just that I catch more fish than him.
Now, the beard is, when did you acquire this beard?
Well, about 4 months ago, I got tired of my face. So I grew a beard, so I don't look like a little boy.
Do you think it would help me? Some people say that I have sort of a... I always feel like I look like I should be in the window at Sears. All boys wear half off.
But I'm...
You know, I mean, the guy should grow... How many women think Hervé is sexier with the beard as opposed to... When, with the beard first.
He made Hervé Villachez seem funny, but without making fun of him. But, you know, he's... It's not like he's doing anything special or... I don't think that this is really Dana's thing. Hosting.
One, two, three. Hank, come on. Deep blame! Deep blame! Thank you,
pretty insane, but she thought you were a Danish carver.
That's impossible.
It's insane.
Hey,
Larry.
Hey, Dana. Just great job last night.
You
great
think
job.
So?
Oh, geez. Well, there was a little quarter-second lull between Garth and Hans and Franz, but
yeah.
Other than that, I thought it was great.
Hey, thanks for the office. I threw up in it.
Oh, where?
In the top dresser.
Yeah, no, that's what that's
yeah.
for.
So what are you doing here?
Actually, Artie called me in for some fucking network meeting.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, because I got to talk to you.
Good.
I was
okay.
going to call you.
I'll catch you when I come out.
Yeah, that's great.
God, really funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Really funny.
You think so?
Don't diminish yourself.
All right. I can't tell.
Funny. Well,
you're funny.
You are.
No.
Hey, you clods. Who died? Hey, I'm just kidding. If someone did die, I was making a joke. Sorry.
Larry, CBS has offered Dana Carvey a talk show of his own, and it's against you.
After one night?
I saw this coming.
If you saw this coming, Artie, why didn't you say something?
If I said something every time I saw something coming, we'd never get anything done.
All right. Let's digest this a minute.
Larry, I'm sorry.
I'm still digesting. Are you... Who moved my desk? What is this?
Mr. Carvey said there was a draft in his car.
A draft?
Right there.
And he wanted it over here. Do we know if he's taking this CBS offer?
I've made some calls, done some legwork, developed some leads, nothing yet.
Oh, thanks, Mannix.
Mike Connor's a good friend of mine. He'll be on next week.
Oh, for God's sakes. Look, we have a problem here. I can't let a potential competitor host the show, can I?
Correct.
Well, so
who's going to tell the little old church lady?
Don't look at me.
I thought you two were friends.
Fine, I'll tell him. Where's this draft, by the way?
Here.
You know, boy, I do not. You know, there's a little something.
Anyway, are you ready for this?
Are you ready
and
for this?
And then he explodes. Shh. I'm out of control.
Oh, yeah, that's the rhythm. It's a triple. It's a triple kind of thing.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys a question, because I'm just kind of curious. Are you locked into this show or what? I mean...
Hi. Can I ask you something? Is it true that Dana may not be doing the show the whole week? When was this known?
I don't know. I got it. I do not know. I have it.
Did Arthur or Barbara say anything about the work that we've been doing together?
Sounds cool. We'll write it down. Okay. Heard the good news. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
That is great.
Yeah, I was going to tell you in the hallway earlier, but, you know, I didn't get a chance, so...
Yeah. Well, so...
So,
you going to do it?
I don't know. I mean, these offers come up all the time. You know how it is.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I got to do Wayne's World 2 in a few months, and Universal's got this deal to produce a show, and I'm going to do a stand-up tour, so I'm...
Full plate.
Yeah.
Turn it down?
I know, the talk show format, it's, I think I could do some innovative stuff with it, but, well, not that you aren't doing innovative stuff with it, but,
no, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I just feel weird all of a sudden. Do you, should I not host the show? I mean,
no,
you
can
want me out, I understand. Is...
No, it's the network. There's these assholes, all they're worried about is you're my competition, you know.
Yeah, well, I understand. I just, the last thing I want to do is to get in the way of the friendship, become this
that's
thing.
That's exactly,
you know,
how I feel.
Good.
That's exactly how I feel. God knows I'm not friends with Arsenio, and I swear to God, Leno tried to hit me with one of his big cars the other day. But I don't think that'll happen to us, you know, because I think...
Yeah, good.
You know,
no, I agree.
That's, you know...
Yeah.
Good. Good. Hey, so
I'll host.
Don't host. No, host. That's
host.
Fine. Fine.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoop, you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swing.
Carvey's hosting tonight.
Let's move the dwarf palm stage left. Oh, your left. Keep them going. Listen, if you find out who's fucking with these plants, I want to know.
Artie?
Okay. Come on. A little more. That's it. Hold it. Mark it.
I'm sorry to bother you. What, a problem with the plant alignment again?
Yep.
Damn.
Everybody thinks this is an easy job.
Listen,
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I wanted to ask you something about
You got it. Walk away. Your audition.
Well, no, I mean, you know, my presentation.
Okay, sure.
Well, you and Sheldon said that I wasn't quite right. And I slept on that note. And when I woke up, I realized it wasn't very specific.
Okay, let me be more specific. Some of the things you do are not quite right.
But what? And I I am open to any constructive criticism. Please, help me to help you.
Where the hell should I start? Hank? You speak very slowly. There's a slow cadence to your speech that's great in a supporting position, but you... Oh, Hank.
Larry, it's 11:30.
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Aren't you going to watch the show?
No.
You know, I don't get it. You guys are all buddy-buddy when you're coming up in the clubs together, but then as soon as there's a hint of competition, your friendship just goes out the window.
You don't understand the complex dynamic of a showbiz relationship.
Yeah, well, I'm going to watch it upstairs.
Hey, does this stuff at the Franklin Mint really go up in value?
Hank, didn't you at one time own a racehorse yourself? What?
Yes, I
is
did.
That funny? What?
And Hank's Kerchief was her name. Perhaps best known for jumping the rails at Santa Anita three races in a row. Lovable old nag never did jack for me. I loved
Hank,
it nonetheless.
Hank,
I tell
Hank.
You, that would
Hank,
yes, sir.
After the show, remind me to turn you on to a little thing called decaf.
Well, thank you.
Because Hank is a little
thank
hyper.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking forward to a decaf. Decaf. I remember once when I was in Polynesia, I had a drink called a piña colada.
Hosting the show tonight.
What?
That's right, I'm hosting the show tonight. I was bored on vacation anyway. Beverly, get me Dana Carvey. Would you help me?
Okay, but... No, sir, we're not putting you on the air this week. Make it look as if you regard him as a genuine threat. Besides, we might be twisting our shorts and the knots for nothing. He may have turned the offer down.
I'm telling you, I know Carvey. He didn't turn down this offer. He doesn't turn down anything. I'll bet you right now he... Well, hey.
Hey.
So, what's going on?
Listen, this is a little awkward. We, would you like something from the fridge?
Well, something's wrong, right?
No, nothing is wrong.
What?
But we just need to know if you're going to be taking that talk show offer.
Oh, that, I don't know.
Just answer the question, you little asshole.
What's...
I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Dana, but the truth is, it's a business thing, and we need to know if you're taking the other talk show.
I don't know.
I know you. I know you know.
All right, I can't say.
You can't say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Artie, he can't say.
No, I can't say.
Can't say. What are you doing?
All right. I'm not taking the deal with CBS.
I apologize, sir.
Thank you.
Why?
Well, because I'm taking the deal at NBC.
I didn't even know about the NBC thing.
I saw it coming.
I hate this business.
I'm telling you, I saw it coming.
And I'm telling you, I hate this fucking business.
Barbara Hershey's going to be your first guest tonight.
Okay. Is she with lips or without lips?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. One of her lips is thin and the other one's still fat, and it's kind of funky, so don't even bring it up.
Okay. Me. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good show.
Okay.
Larry, I know it's a bad time and everything, but... I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry I didn't mention the NBC deal. I was going to mention it on the fishing trip. When we were on the boat having a few beers, catching the fish, I was going to tell you everything. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay. It's all okay. Right. You still want to go on the fishing trip?
Well...
Or do you have another deal to go on? Do you have another offer?
Yeah, I got
another
a big
fishing
offer.
Trip
yeah,
offer?
Bob Saget called. It's a huge overall fishing offer, right. And it's multifaceted.
So you'll probably be taking that.
I'm not at liberty to say.
It's going to be great.
What do you guys say?
Hank.
You guys are okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, really, you patched things up.
What are you talking to us like we're Martin and Lewis, for God's sake?
Yeah,
no,
yeah, it's
fine.
Fine.
Sure, because, mm-hmm. I mean, there is someone definitely to host.
There is.
Right?
Someone to host.
Yes,
great. Someone.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
Well, very good. Well, I have to warm up the audience, so I'll see you out there on the, on the ice.
Thanks, Hank. Calls it the ice. He thinks
so
he's
cute.
A rapper or something.
I know. by the way, the NBC deal, I just want to let you know, it's prime time. It was the hours before you'd ever be on television, so don't feel threatened.
I wasn't threatened.
You seemed a little threatened.
I was never threatened.
Oh,
you
were never threatened.
I was never threatened.
Okay,
I'll prove it to you. Why don't you host the show with me tonight?
Well, there's not room for two guys behind a desk.
Why don't you, okay, guest sidekick. Be the guest sidekick.
What about Hank?
You. 30 seconds.
Hey, Artie.
Omaha.
Tell Hank.
Is that where Dorothy's from? Oh, I see Kansas. Yes, I spent a week
okay.
in Kansas.
Okay.
All right. Larry, one last thing. I just wanted to be totally honest here. You know the overall deal at NBC?
Yeah.
Well, it could be late night.
Live on tape from Hollywood.